Okay, so the last time Izzy made a prediction, it was Ghana over the U.S. He was wrong. The U.S. won. But that game must have been a case of divided loyalties for Abu Egan. He's a Silicon Valley engineer who came to the U.S. from Ghana. That was in 1979. As part of our First Days project, we asked Abu to share some of his earliest memories of life in America. And one of them was how he first kept in touch with family back home.
Nowadays, it's very easy to call, Skype, all over the place. But in those days, it was very difficult. Telecommunication in Ghana was very, very backward. If you wanted to make a call, you had to write them a letter and let them know when you are going to call somebody. I will actually sit down and compose what I wanted to tell them, you know, point by point, and then go through it and then make a 30-minute tape and mail the tape to them. And then they will sometimes do the same and also send it to us. Most of the time, my mom sent me a tape. She was complaining. By this time in Ghana, you know, the early 80s, the coup that happened in 79 had really taken over. I mean, there were sanctions against the country, and they were really, really struggling. And there was also drought just to mix it in. And she didn't understand why it's taking me so long to, you know, finish school. Why don't I finish and start something? So that people are suffering. When am I coming back? Those are the things that stuck in my mind. It's like, when can I finish and go help them up? And also, before I left, I met one of my nephews who is a DJ. And he asked me, are you taking along any Ghanaian music? And I said, what would I need that for? I mean, most of the good music is out there. He said, no, you are going to be needing them. So he made me some tapes, you know, mixtapes. There is one specific song that I used to play and cry, you know. The song is Obidishie by J.A. Adolfo and his City Boys. And it's about a prince in a strange kingdom. You know, when a prince travels to somebody's land, they can easily become a servant. And so this song is just saying that a tributary of a big river, you know, is regarded as a slave to that river. And so in Chi, they will call it the Obidishie Akwaye Baby Akwa. And I'm here in the U.S., even though I knew there was going to be a payback somewhere down the line. But in the meantime, I was just struggling through this whole situation. And that song always reminded me about that. Even today, when I hear that, it just brings a little bit of tears into my eyes sometimes.
Abu Egan, who came to the U.S. from Ghana in 1979. Share your First Day story with us. Just head to pri.org/firstdays. This is The World on PRI Public Radio International.